Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to say put on and take off in Chinese. We have Silvia Cruz. She is the Vice President of Finance and Strategy for Education First. Hi, Silvia, 你好。
Hi, how are you? 你好。
你好。Right, we want to talk about put on and take off. Here, we are indicating clothes.
Yes.
Right, okay. So I guess you have to do that several times a day for your little ones.
Yes, constantly I'm harassing them to put on their jacket or take off your clothes and hop in the bathtub.
Right, okay. So now, we should learn how to, give them this instruction in Chinese.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So let's start with a verb. To say to put on something, we use 穿.
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 Yeah, it's the first tone and the meaning is to wear, to put on or to dress up.And then the character is actually a roof, a cave、
mm-hmm.
on the top, and then the tooth in the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So imagine a tooth inside the cave, and then in the olden days, this character, that means to peer through.
Ah, okay.
And then nowadays, you can imagine that in order to put a cloth on, of course, the cloth is not just a bag. It has a hose.
Right.
On top where the neckline is and then with the sleeve where the cuff is and then, you have to, go through it. Your body will have to go through it.
Gotcha.
So that means to wear something, to put on、
okay.
something. 穿.
穿.
Yeah. So 穿, what do we wear? When we say wear something, we have to add something behind. So in this case, we can say we want to wear the shoes or we want to wear the pants or the top or the dress.And whatever it is, we add behind it. So let's start. To say clothing, the garment, any type of clothing, then we say 衣服。
衣服。
Yeah, 衣服。
衣服。
Yeah, 衣服。So 衣服could be anything, could be、the tops or the bottoms. And then to specify, we say top, we say 上衣。
上衣。
Yeah, 上 means up or above.
Okay.
So that means the upper part of your clothing.So, 上衣。
上衣。
Yeah, that 上衣 could be the blouse or it could be the t-shirt. So, we say 上衣。
上衣。
Yeah, and to say the pants, we say 裤子。
裤子。
Yeah, 裤子。
裤子。
Yeah, 裤。
裤。
And this character, there are two parts. On the left, there's a character for 衣, the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right-hand side, that indicates the sound.In fact, on the right-hand side is like garage. It's a car parking inside. And it, don't worry about the car parking inside. It's not the meaning. It's phonetic. So that just indicates the sound of it. So 裤子。
裤子。
Yeah. And then to say the skirt, we say 裙子。
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 So to say the dress, we say 洋装。
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 洋装
Yes, 洋 actually means、the ocean.、
Huh.
And in this case, that means the Western foreign dress.
Ah.
And 装 is the outfit. So the Western outfit, in this case, it's actually the dress.
Oh, cool.
So 洋装 is the dress.
洋装。
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 Yeah. So the three children you have, are they all girls?
I have all girls.
Right. So I guess you have more, yeah, you have a more opportunity to wear 裙子 and 洋装.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Do they like 裤子?
They refuse to wear
裤子.
裤子.
Wow. Okay. So they have strong willpower. No, I don't、yes. want 裤子. I want 裙子. I want 洋装.
Yes.
Okay. So now we can add 穿 is the verb to put on.
穿
穿 yeah. When we say 穿衣服 that means put the clothes on.
Right.
穿衣服
穿衣服
yeah. And then to put the pant on, 穿裤子
穿裤子
And then to put the top on, 穿上衣
穿上衣
To put on the dress, 穿洋装
穿洋装
To put up the skirt, 穿裙子
穿裙子
Yeah, so when I said 穿 whatever that is, that could mean I'm putting on something or you want them, please put on something.
Right.
That could also mean I'm dressing up with it.
Right.
So when I say, Hi, Sylvia, 你穿洋装 That means you are wearing a dress. I'm not watching you putting the dress on.
Right. Okay.
That means, so you already have a dress on.
Right.
So that could mean either way. And you can see that in Chinese it's actually very easy because I'm not saying you are putting a dress on or you have put on a dress. I just say 你穿洋装.
Yeah.
And then of course from the context, people would already know I saw you wearing a dress.
Right. Gotcha.
That's why it's very easy. And then to say to take off something, in this case, it must be in action rather than you already took it off.
So, right.
For example.
One would hope.
Yeah. So when we say
a tour.
Yeah. Tour is the verb we use to describe to take something off. Tour.
Okay. Tour.
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 Yeah. Tour means to undress, to escape or to get away from something. And on the left hand side is a character looking like the moon in a Chinese character, but in fact that's an ancient form for flesh.
Hmm.
The meat. And they created something looking very similar.
Right.
But that means the meat. And then on the right hand side, that is actually the character means to reveal.
Okay.
To realize something. And in this case, it just indicates the sound. So, tour.
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 Is the first tone. So, we make it flat. Tour.
Tour.
Yeah. To take clothes off, we say 脱衣服.
Right. 脱衣服.
Yeah. To take the top off. The top is 上衣. So, we say 脱上衣.
脱上衣.
Yeah. And then to say take the pant off, 脱裤子.
脱裤子.
Yeah. To take a skirt off, 脱裙子.
脱裙子.
To take a dress off, 脱洋装.
脱洋装.
Yeah. And once you take everything off, we say 脱光光.
脱光光.
Yeah. That means naked. And 光 means the light.
Okay.
And so when you take everything off, everything is all bare now. There's nothing
right.
left. It's
right.
all, it's all guang guang and just double up to describe that there's nothing left. 脱光光.
Right. 脱光光.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. I'm laughing because my kids, what they love to do, the first thing they love to do when they come home is to just strip off all their clothes.
脱光光.
So, yes, exactly. 宝贝脱光光.
Yeah. 宝贝脱光光. Yep. And one thing, kids, they should take shoes off when they come home.
Yes.
Yeah. So 脱鞋子.
脱鞋子.
Yeah. 鞋. 鞋 means the shoe.
Okay.
Yeah. And then 鞋 already means the shoes. And then put the 字 in the end. It's a suffix. So 脱鞋子.
脱鞋子.
Yeah, take a shoes off. And I say that every single day because in my house, it's a shoes off house. We don't wear shoes. So every guest, every person
right.
coming to the house, they have to 脱鞋子.
Right.
Gosh, you have a lot to do, Sylvia,
right.
with three kids and every layer, every motion. So next time when you do it, every action you do, you can, okay, I am 穿鞋子. And you can say 穿上衣, 穿裙子, 穿裤子. And then every time when you do it, just keep saying it to yourself. And then you know how to say it next time. And that's
very
a huge
cool.
amount of work, but it sounds so easy for you.
I make it look easy. It's not.
Yeah. No, it's quite easy. And then it's a matter of practice.
Yeah. Awesome. This is really cool.
Right. So I can't wait to visit your home one day. And then you can show me everything in action with the Chinese words.
Very cool.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia. Today we learn how to say to put on, 穿, to take off, 脱. I hope you find it useful. I think it's very useful. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Sylvia. 再见.
再见。